Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky farmers could receive $200 million in aid through the market facilitation program due to the tariffs placed on American agriculture products by China. State Farm Service Agency Director Brian Lacepill says the MFP program will assist farmers who market a number of crops.
The commodities that were directly impacted the most with their trade deals were soybeans, hogs, dairy, wheat, sorghum, corn. And we've added in, I think, sweet cherries and almonds have now come into these. But for the Kentucky producers, it's these other crops.
Lacepill adds the market facilitation program is not tied to the 2018 Farm Bill that's not been passed by Congress.
The payment has come out that this is outside the Farm Bill. This is a separate program that's funded through the Commodity Credit Corporation, and it's funding $12 billion of payment to farmers across the nation based on these commodities.
He adds this may be one of the simplest programs to implement.
We're paying right now on the first 50% of your production, and out of all the FSA programs I've ever hovered around 20 years of the agency, this is the most straightforward program I've ever seen. We're paying you, farmer self-certifies, you're subject to spot checks and to an audit, but you self-certify your production, and we pay you on 50% of the bushels. Right now, $1.65 on the soybeans, I think 14 cents on the wheat, like $8 a head on the hog, 6 cents on the hundredweight on the milk, and only a penny on corn.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. State FSA Director Brian Lacepill says there is a reason corn is not receiving very much assistance.
The disruption in the bean market comes from trade disruption, especially with China, where it's more fundamentals on the corn, as far as we need to grind more and have more domestic use of corn, more international use of corn on these markets that's not directly tied to the trade.
He adds there could be two rounds of payments impacting more than 16,000 Kentucky farmers.
As far as the economic impact on this MFP program, the Market Facilitation Program, could be upwards if the full payment is made on everything. We could be impacting about 16,000 producers in the state to the tune of about $100 million. If we get the second half and it's the full amount, it could be up to $200 million for the state.
For more information, contact the local Farm Service Agency office. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.